why God has chosen you, why God have adopted you. You know, I went in Romania, and Sam could tell you this. There are hundreds of thousands of young boys and girls in orphan homes. Their parents just abandoned them. Just abandoned them. Well, where Jesse is going to school in St. Kitts, there's a lady there, a professor's wife, and a Christian, wonderful Christian lady. I said to her, I'm going to Moldova. She says, you're going to Moldova? Well, my husband been to Romania and Moldova, and we get together, we had a good laugh, and said, wow, we know this place. But you know what she said? Some of her friends went to Moldova. And when they went to Moldova, they adopted some of the Moldovians. One grew up with issues, ungrateful, she said, unbelievable, where they took him from and where they brought him. And he says, you should have left me in the orphan home. Leave me there. What do you bring me here for? Straight jacket business, this Bible all the time, and I've got to go to church and talk about Jesus loves me, this I know. And I tell you, the lady, she says, the lady just asked the Lord, why? How could this happen? How could someone be so ungrateful? I tell you, it searched each one of our hearts. Chosen. Sonship. Accepted. The good pleasure of his will. This is what he has done for us as saints. And not only so, the mystery of his will is not more mystery. He tells us it has been revealed. The secret has been told out and made known by the apostles and prophets. He tells us this in Ephesians chapter 3 and Romans chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. That it's no more secret that God is going to head up all things in Christ. And we, you and I, is going to administer this with Christ, the world to come. Israeli Joseph and Asnath. And not only so, the counsel of his will is that God said, listen, we are joint heirs with Christ. And not only that, God has given us the capacity to take it then. What will you do if someone has showered you with this blessing? What will you do? What would you say? Well, Abraham did something. Abraham, now because of his appreciation for what God has made known to him, set up an altar. He built an altar there to show his gratitude, to show his appreciation, to praise, to thank God, and to offer up sacrifice and praise. Hear what it says. Back in Genesis chapter 12, it says, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, and that's another lesson in itself, the times that God appeared unto him. Very instructive. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto his seed, said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And built, and there built he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. He says, this is all I can do. I will just build this altar in appreciation and gratitude to demonstrate, listen, God. Okay. You know, we went to Romania 2 years ago. And it was around July. I got married on the 1st of July. And we went and I I didn't tell anybody it was our anniversary. My wife went with me. Hadley and his wife called soon. On the day of our anniversary, you know what one of the guys says? He said, listen, boy, you all been lecturing so much. You know, let's go down the Danube, a river. And let's have a wonderful day. I said, wow. I said to my wife. We went on a boat, went down this river between Serbia and Romania. Wonderful boat ride. When we finished, we went to this guy's house. He had about 5 different kind of fishes cooked up different ways. We had a wonderful day. Sun was shining. Listen, it was cold. And the sun came out that day. Boy, I shed my coat. I just look up in the air and I said to God, you pull off a good one. So you pull off a good one. After we finished, I said to them, you know, today is my wife and I 33rd anniversary. They said, why you didn't tell us before? We would have baked a cake. I said, listen, God prepared this day. You couldn't prepare this day for me. It's God did. And just wonderful relaxation. I said it was wonderful. I need nothing more. Tell you, listen, what Abraham did for God by making this altar, the Apostle Paul, you know what he did? The Apostle Paul came to a point, and the Apostle Paul, listen man, said, turn his eyes to heaven and said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. The man's heart was so revealed. God revealed indeed the blessings of Christianity to him. And his heart, what do you think? The Apostle Paul couldn't do anything more. All he could do is just bless God and thank God for what he has done. Saints, if God has revealed to you what he has done, where is the appreciation? Where is the excitement? Where is the just coming to God and saying, thank you very much. Thank you. Now, the fact is, when we look in the scriptures and we ask ourselves, are there illustrations we could look at? Yes. You know, David decided he's going to build a house for God in 1 Chronicles chapter 17. And he, boy, I'm going to build a house for God. God sent Nathan and tell him. He told Nathan, and Nathan says, okay, very good idea. But God came to Nathan and says, listen, tell David he is not going to build no house for me. And God talked about David's house. You know what David did? David just went in and sat before the Lord and says, why should you talk about my house this way? And David started preparing for the house of God. All the material David prepared. When we think of Mephibosheth, David said, is there any of the house of Saul that I should show some kindness to? Mephibosheth came, lame at his feet. He said to Mephibosheth, you shall eat at my table continually. You know what Mephibosheth said? Oh God, king, how could you think upon a dead dog like me that I should eat at thy table? These were men who appreciated what these men had said to them. And think about the leper in the book of Luke. 10 of them were cleansed. Luke chapter 17. Only one returned to give thanks unto the Lord. Appreciation for what God has done made Abraham build an altar. But it made Paul lift up his hands and come into the presence of God, the Father of the Lord Jesus, and sit and say, oh God, it's too grand. But now the expression of appreciation. Let us go back to the book of Genesis.